So next we'll hear from Judge David Rosenberg reporting on the Superior Court of Solano.
Thank you, Justice Miller. On September 23, I had the pleasure of visiting the Solano Superior Court with its main complex of courtrooms located in Fairfield. I spent most of my time with Presiding Judge Brad Nelson and Court Executive Officer Brian Taylor. But I also had the pleasure of attending part of their judges meeting where I met with most of their judicial officers as well as Assistant CEO Sharon Hoover. I had the opportunity to hear about what's happening in the court and to respond to their questions and concerns. The Solano Court has 23 judicial officers, 12 of whom are involved on the criminal side, and the remaining 11 who handle non-criminal type cases. Most serve in Fairfield. There is the historic courthouse, which houses three courtrooms, the Hall of Justice, and the Law and Justice Center. The court also operates five courtrooms in Vallejo. What was most impressive to me during our meeting is that they wanted to primarily focus on and spend most of their time talking about what they are proud of in Solano. Primarily, they are very proud of the progress they are making with their collaborative courts. They have two adult drug courts, a domestic violence court that links both criminal and family law cases, and they were just a day away from starting a veterans court. They were also very proud of the progress they had made in e-service in complex civil cases and moving toward e-filing in general. Their case management system was scheduled to be updated by mid-December. And by the end of 2015, the court expected three case types to be handled electronically. Presiding Judge Nelson and CEO Taylor gave me a wonderful tour of the recently restored historic courthouse. They don't build them like this anymore. And I was delighted to see that the great old building was improved and retained. It's really quite impressive, as you can see from the slide. What is also remarkable is the respect that Solano County affords the court system. The county sold the building to the state for just $1 and also kicked in another $2.5 million to help in the restoration and parking. The money was well spent. The building is historically impressive on the outside and completely functional on the inside. The renovation took 4 years, but was completed on time and on budget. This, by the way, is a view of one of the historic courtrooms inside. There's the gentleman right under the plaque is Judge Nelson. And there is another historic courtroom inside the courthouse. There's Judge Nelson and CEO Taylor. They've created little cubbies throughout the historic courthouse where they displayed historic items they found in the rubble in the basement. They cleaned them up and put them on display. And there's the door to the most historic courtroom, number one, which is seen in this photo. So after discussing the plus side of Solano Superior Court, the judicial officers raised concerns about the lack of adequate funding. To balance the budget, the Solano Court had to impose 6 furlough days, effectively hitting court employees with a 2.3% pay reduction. Since 2008, the court has had to impose a hiring freeze. In fact, for the first 3 years, it was a hard hiring freeze. Court staff diminished from 265 to 206, and today is slightly up to 210. The reduced staff and continued workload has burdened the court with clerical errors, injuries on the job, and workers' comp claims. The court has tried to be proactive by consolidating officers, electric staplers, reducing the copies and minute orders so clerks don't have to press down so hard with their pens, and other ways to avoid injuries and claims. For the last 7 years, employees have worked with no pay raises, with layoffs, and with increasing work. According to the judicial officers, after 7 years, the employees have had enough and currently are, in their words, simply angry. Among the concerns raised by the judicial officers during my meeting with them was to get a status report on progress made with the points raised by the SEC report. I informed them that the SEC report was enthusiastically accepted by the Judicial Council, and we are tracking each and every recommendation and will continue to do so. Overall, this is a hardworking, enthusiastic, innovative, and positive court taking seriously its job about serving the public and providing justice to the folks who live in Solano County. That concludes my report.
Thank you. Thank you for these excellent reports. I say this for the benefit of the new members. There was a time when the branch, the Judicial Council, had teams that actually went out and visited with the courts and took pictures, and it was a team of Judicial Council members where we would also meet with the court and court leadership over lunch and discuss things in depth and report back to the council as a whole. But as a result of budget cuts, of course, we have tried to continue those kinds of contacts and report backs. And we find these report backs to be very helpful. We are keeping a log of it. We are using them for advocacy in the legislature because, as you can see, all of these reports are stories of need, stories of dedicated court workers and judges trying to do more and more and more with less and less, and that it impacts public access across the board, which all of us here wish we could remedy. And I'd also point out that I, along with Judge Good, I have said many times that we cannot create efficiencies to cover $1.2 billion taken from the branch in over 5 years. But you also will see truly innovative work by court workers and hearing about Contra Costa and hearing about Napa. You see still dire consequences and dire results, but you still see really innovative, dedicated people who are seeking solely to increase public access. So I thank you for these reports, and I encourage council members, although we haven't needed encouragement, usually we have many of these reports and we have to stack them in a way that we can accommodate the Judicial Council time. But we're grateful to hear all of these. Thank you for delivering these liaison reports.